thing advantage that tempo gives you guys, and does it become even more of an advantage in the second half of the season as teams wear down?
Well, it's part of what we do. Certainly, we like to control the pace if we can. There's times when we play at what we consider normal speed. Then there's other times when we'll pick up the pace. You know, I think it's a better question for defensive coaches. Typically, what we see is teams will come in having decided how they're going to handle it. Are they going to play man and match everybody up? Are they going to play some kind of a zone? Or in the case last week, Romeo pressured us in some of our tempo situations. And so, you know, we just got to see how they're going to play it. And then we get to, if they're going to play soft, we might run it from tempo. If they're going to challenge us a little bit, we might throw it.
Did Romeo blitz more? I mean, I know it's one of the ways
they blitz defense, quite a bit.
Sometimes it's hard for them to get packages in and out, though.
Well, and that's where if we control the pace, we limit. I think it's fair to say we can limit the amount of defense that a team can play.
In what ways does Sanchez's style compare and contrast with Nick's?
Well, I think they're very similar in terms of understanding of our offense and what we want to do. Nick's veteran. Mark is a veteran player. He's played a lot of football. He understands how to prepare. And he went in the game in a backup role and performed very well for us. So, you know, we are looking forward to seeing what he can do with a full week of preparation within our offense in a regular season game.
And Mark obviously has different strengths than Nick. In the past, you know, when you move the pocket, in design rollout situations, he has thrived. How cognizant of that are you when you're tailoring a game plan for him?
I think we can call the game in a very similar way, regardless of whether Nick or Mark are playing quarterback for us. So we did it the other night. You know, Nick or Mark came in a backup role, and we didn't call the game any differently than if Nick was in there. Now, there are certain things that maybe Mark likes a little bit better than Nick, and so those are the things we'll tailor, and it may not be obvious to the casual observer.
Has Mark been in an offense where he's had to run zone read or had these run pass options, and how do you think he did it with those decisions?
Yeah, I think most quarterbacks have done it to some degree. He did a little bit of it when he was in New York, and he certainly had a pretty good amount of practice doing it here for us, so he'll be ready to go.
Is this transition maybe a little smoother, a little bit easier than, let's say, it was last year? Because Michael Vick is such a different quarterback than Nick, where Mark and Nick are very similar.
We'll see.
In the 09 draft, and I'm sure you scouted Mark, what do you recall from that period?
Well, I was very impressed with Mark as a college player. He came from a system that was very easy to evaluate. There was a lot of kind of West Coast type concepts in his passing game, and we liked him quite a bit.
What did you see from him over these 2 months when he was backing up Nick at practice and game day and meeting room, the whole package?
Well, yeah, I think he's done what you want from a quarterback that's in a backup role. He was very supportive of Nick and his efforts, but he came out here each day preparing to start and then improve his game, and I think that's what you're looking for. I think that's a very healthy quarterback room that we have. Bill does a good job working with him. And I think really those four guys, including Matt Barkley and GJ, the interaction is good. And so you see the three guys that are backing up the starter pointing out things and helping that guy get ready to play.
Why did we see more of Chris Polk on Sunday?
What's that?
Why did we see more of Chris Polk on Sunday?
Because he was healthy and ready to go. Nothing to
it. Sure. Healthy to go in other games?
Yeah, but I think he just – we were running the football – and we made an effort, you know, kind of later in the game. We were having success running it, so we got a nice little rotation there with all three of our backs.
You seem to have the running game going again now. How much is that going to help Sanchez as he transitions into this starting role?
Well, the best friend of a quarterback is a solid, efficient, effective running game, and hopefully we can keep that going. We're playing a defense that's very fundamental. I know Sean and Ron very well from their years here. They're very outstanding defensive coaches. They don't give up big plays. They challenge most everything you do. And so it's going to be a challenge for us whether we choose to run or pass it.
Let's talk about J.J. Watt a lot. How much of a focus this week is on Luke Kuechly?
Yeah, well, it's the same focus. Obviously, you're talking about two different type players. Luke's got more tackles than the man in the moon. I mean, he's led his team in tackles since he was a freshman in college at BC, and they run sideline to sideline extremely well. He's very instinctive. If we don't change things up, he'll zero in on us and make plays, and he certainly means a great deal to their defense.
What do you think the running game has, these last 4 weeks, has flourished?
Well, we make an effort to run it. You know, in some games you don't run it as well as others. We're fortunate that it's you know, starting to go for us. And we believe in it. So we're going to continue to work on it. Coach is going to continue to call running plays, and we're just going to get to where it works.
What about LeSean specifically? He's been averaging over 5 yards carry the last 3 games.
Right.
And under 3 before that. What's kind of been the difference for him?
He's just grinding through the season. A couple of weeks ago, everybody was ready to throw him in the street, you know, and then you just keep grinding. I think what's important is we just keep going. Just keep working our way through this season and keep trying to get better. And there are some games when you have more production as a player than others. And the key is to just stay consistent and keep at it. And I think that's what LeSean has done.
How did Kelce look his first game back?
Kelce did terrific. He, you know, he's, you know, there were some things that he'll probably be a little smoother with. But he made the calls. He got us going the right direction. He did a good job up front. I mean, that was a pretty sturdy front we played against, I think we'll all agree. He actually did very, very well. Not that we weren't expecting it.
How do you report by Kurt Warner? I'm sure you probably heard it, that he said he got it from the coaching staff that he thought that Sanchez processes information quicker than Nick. Did he get that? Can you address that?
No, I didn't. I didn't talk to him about it. I don't know where some of the reports come, but we're you know, Nick was the starting quarterback of a 6-2 team, and if we executed just a little bit smoother, we're on the 1-yard line in those other 2 games. So Nick's just like the rest of the guys here. We're trying to smooth it out and win games as we go, and now because he's hurt, it'll be Mark's chance.
What's Matt Tobin's progress over the last month?
Matt's done a good job. He actually played pretty well the other night, and he's getting better and better. He's a young player, so I think every opportunity he has to go out there on the field and train and play, we see improvement each time.
What's the biggest benefit and challenge of running a tempo offense from a quarterback standpoint?
Well, I think, you know, there's certain things that you do. It's just like any other position. You got to get the communication of what we want to do. And then there are decisions that have to be made. So there's some training that goes in to the operation, knowing what you're going to see and then looking for certain things.
In Tobin's case, what changes for him going from left to right?
Well, he's going to put his other hand down, you know.
But there's no...
He's going to be on the right. So Kelce's going to be over here, you know, where last week Kelce was over here.
Does it affect him having to play next to Johnson, a little less experience than Jason?
Well, I think what happens through the training is you get used to the communication process. But what we do is mirrored. You know, we'll pass protect the same way to the right and the left, depending on what hash mark we're on. So they get used to it. And, you know, it's – I guess, you know, we have to answer the questions, but we don't – you know, they learn how to play both sides.
You know, Jay, by Monday, Jason Peters will be the only O-lineman who started every game. Every week it's been new guys in their new positions,
right.
4 right tackles. How tricky, how challenging it has been for the players, for the coaches, for the whole group to kind of keep the thing going?
Well, it has been tricky, and I think it's a credit to the way we train because the guys that have been going in have been getting a lot of reps behind the scenes. You know, and that talks a little bit. If you want to compare, last year we didn't have any of that, so we were a lot smoother. Until the point when Nick got hurt the other night, he was taking some shots. You know, the one interception, he got hit as he threw. And so, you know, as we get all our guys back, that'll happen less and less. You know, we'll run the ball a little bit better like we've been doing in the next couple weeks or been doing in the last couple weeks. And you know, that's a unit. The offensive line is a unit. So certainly they're playing against their matchup, but they got to play together as a team. And as we get all our guys back and the ones that have had experience, that should get better and better.
Magnum said after the game that he thought Nick had a better touch pass. How would you contrast the arms between Nick and Mark and what they can and can't do?
Nick has a better compared to me?
No, compared to Mark.
Oh. I don't know. That's a question for the guy that mentioned that.
How would you compare?
I think they both throw the ball extremely well. I think they're both very accurate. I think they both understand pace, and so I think they're both pretty good.
The development of Barkley, what you've seen particularly this year out of him.
He's made great strides. I think given the situation where he may have to go in the game, I think he'll perform much better than he did last year.
What gives you that confidence?
Because we've watched him train, and we see it on a day-to-day basis that he's made great improvements.
Drafted Jordan Matthews in May, Pat. Chip talked a lot about having a bigger guy in the slot and taking advantage of mismatches against smaller slot corners. How has that worked out as far as a part of his success so far this season?
Well, I think he's done a good job. I think he's on track here to have, I think I was told, the most receptions for a rookie if he stays going like he is. And, you know, when you get in those third down situations, you throw the ball inside quite a bit. And he's been targeted a lot, and he's made a lot of plays. So we feel good about where, you know, he's come so far, but he's still got a long way to go.
What areas has Barkley developed?
I think he's developed understanding of our system, understanding of what we see and where what we see when we see a defense and where we want the football to go, and just playing catch with him and working with him in the drill work, you can tell that I think he throws a good, firm, strong ball.
Talk about the similarities between Foles and Sanchez as quarterbacks. What are the major differences as you see it?
I don't know. I think they're very similar because I think they can both do all the things we want to do within our offense. You know, I think, I don't see many. I think it'll be a fairer comparison once he gets to play a full game. But they can, you know, they both can do everything that we would like to do.
How does the week change for Matt Barkley now? Or is it just a matter of just getting more reps now that he's?
Yeah, he just slides up. You know, he'll get more reps and he'll get himself in position to be the number one backup. So he'll be active, barring anything crazy, and be ready to go if something happens to Mark.
Pat, this is Sanchez's fourth system in 4 years. Given that he's been with the team for such a short amount of time, one off season and half a regular season, how surprised are you that he has picked up the offense rather seamlessly?
Well, I think it's the same comparison to both all the quarterbacks we had a year ago where they picked it up. And I think Mark's veteran, and that's part of this business as a quarterback. Whether you move on from high school to college, college to pro, you're working with different people, and we may call it curl flat, somebody could call it Hank, somebody could call it crooked. You know, you just get used to what people call it and then understand what the coaches are looking for, and then you get it done, and I think he's done that.
Is there something about the system that allows for a quick development out of quarterbacks that they're able to grasp it?
I think we run a quarterback-friendly system as long as you're a good decision-maker. You've heard me say this time and time again, but the number one attribute for a quarterback is being able to make good, solid decisions. You got to be a good decision-maker. Then you got to have a sense of timing, and then you got to be an accurate thrower. And both the guys we've been talking about, really all three of the guys we've been talking about, Nick, Mark, and Matt, can all do those things.
When you say QB friendly, I mean, what do you mean exactly? How is it different from other systems that makes it that way?
I think it's friendly because the progressions are pretty cut and dry, where we want the football to go based on what the defense, and then you always factor in matchups, and you know we don't bog them down with a lot of silly things, and so the ball can come out quickly.
So when you were this team was going through trying to find a backup and looking at Sanchez, how did you quash maybe some of the labels that Sanchez had acquired being in the Jet system and how ineffective it was especially last year?
Because we don't listen to him. Mark came in the building and we started working with him. And all the things that we knew and thought were going to show up showed up. We don't worry about that. We really don't. If we worried about what everybody said outside the building, we would be absolutely out of our minds.
Not just that, but the results obviously weren't there. Just watching him in that offense last year.
Well, he had some good results. You know, the last time I checked, he was in the locker room at halftime of two AFC championship games, and his team was ahead. So that's a guy that led his team to a lot of victories.
Has
Has Jeremy Maclin, has he exceeded your expectations with what he's done so far this year?
Well, he's done everything we've hoped he would do. Came back from injury, and he's had outstanding production. So we're thrilled with where he's at, and we really believe he can even get better.
Was signing Mark just the idea of having a veteran backup for Nick as opposed, or any reflection on Matt? I mean, is there any relation with that, or did you just want a veteran?
No, we wanted to make that quarterback room as good as it can be, and we'll collect as many good quarterbacks as the roster will allow for. And we just added what we consider to be a really good quarterback to that group.